through that thing?
Yeah, UFC this weekend. I especially want to plug, I think these people have helped us hook up with Dana White.
Right.
The Minotaur. Do you know who that is?
Big Nog.
Big Nog, who was in studio with us in the past.
Antonio Nogueira.
He will be at Silver City Cabaret, Stemmons and Mockingbird, tonight, 5 to 7.
Wow.
So a little public appearance. We want to plug that. Go out there, support Big Nog and all he stands for.
All right.
Also, Silver City's having that UFC tomorrow night. You'll be there live, but if you can't be there live, go to Silver City, $2 drafts, all you can eat free wings during the fight.
I will be there live, and I would very much imagine that Dana White will already be there quite comfortably. And he joins us now on the phone from somewhere in Dallas, I assume. Dana, do you read us, sir?
What's up? How are you guys?
How's it going, man?
Good.
Welcome to Dallas.
Thank you, man. I love it. I'm having a blast.
Well, I've been very eager. In fact, I would imagine, I was thinking about this on the way to the show today, I bet you Dana does a lot of interviews with guys who are really into your sport, and then he does a lot of interviews with guys who don't know anything about your sport.
True.
And on this show, you have one of each. I'll be there tomorrow night. My buddy Dan hasn't quite come over to the dark side yet. But
did you guys see the fights on Wednesday?
I did. I absolutely did.
How awesome was that, man?
It was very awesome. Very good.
Incredible fights. If the fights Saturday night are half as good as Wednesday, man, we're going to have a blast.
Yes, Oklahoma City got a nice treat on Wednesday, and now it's down to Dallas for the big card. How is it being received? Do we expect a full house and all that?
Yeah. Oh, it's a sellout. It's a sellout. Ever since we put tickets on sale down here in Dallas, they've been flying. We had the press conference yesterday, and the general manager of the arena was there. It's the highest selling event ever. We're number one, and the Rolling Stones are number two.
Wow. Okay, so here's my question, because I've been pretty hardcore for about 5 years. I hate to admit I'm one of the people that was sucked in. Because, you know, there's two types of UFC fans, I think. Those who were there before the reality show, and then those that got sucked in with the reality show. And
yeah.
I feel like those who were there before looked down at those who were sucked in by the reality show. I don't know if you...
You know what? It's like that in any genre. You know, people are like, you know, they call them noobs and
yeah.
Stuff like that. It's in the video game industry. It's everywhere.
Right.
You know? But the bottom line is, listen, the sport's going to grow. Anybody that you know, this sport touches... I'll give you an example. On Saturday night, there's probably going to be a ton of people that have never been to a live UFC event. And listen, I'm a promoter, but I'm telling you, this isn't any promoter BS. The UFC is the most exciting live sporting event you will ever see. I'm telling you right now, and I've never in the 10-year history of being in this business had somebody walk out of the arena and say, I want no part of this. I don't ever want to see this again. What does happen is when 18,000 people leave that arena on Saturday night, they're going to go and infect 10 or 15 friends with what they saw there, and that's why this sport's been the fastest growing sport in the world.
Okay, and I am one of those people. I've never been to a live show, but I've given you $55 a month for for like 5 years in a row now. I want to ask you this totally seriously, and I'm not one of the people I'm worried about, because for some reason I'm always reaching for my wallet. But do you ever worry about doing too many pay-per-views and too many shows? Are you concerned that too much?
Listen, when you're a fan of this stuff. Let's say you're a fan of the NFL. Is there too much football on? Can you get enough football? I grew up a huge fight fan, and anytime there was a good fight on, I was there. I was watching it. Couldn't get enough. The great thing about the UFC is, you know, we don't just put on a great main event. There's going to be five or six great fights on Saturday night that the people who pay their $45 for will get. It's not just one great fight. And you know what? In these hard economic times right now, the UFC is still a very cheap form of entertainment. You don't watch the UFC alone. You get 80 or 9 buddies over. Everybody kicks in for pizza, beer, and the pay-per-view, and you have a great time on Saturday night with your friends.
You know, monetarily, what are the chances that, and I don't know how this would work as far as you making as much as you could, if it wasn't on pay-per-view, but you had like an NFL network deal. You know, that's why The network pays you a billion or whatever. Is that a possibility in the future?
We've talked about having our own channel, like a UFC channel. But right now, here's the thing. Like he said, we do 12 to 13 pay-per-views a year. But what we do is we give a ton of free fights on Spike TV. We give back to the fans and give them free fights. Yes, they have to pay for 12 or 13, but we give them actually more than that in free fights. Like we were just talking about Wednesday. Wednesday night was one of the best fight cards you could ever see.
Yeah.
It was free. You didn't have to pay for it. And you know what? 2.6 million people watched that fight, and then 5.1 million people watched The Ultimate Fighter behind it. So the answer to the question is no, you can't have too many great fights on TV for people to watch. People want to see it.
Now, I'm the guy who doesn't follow UFC, okay?
Yeah.
But this is Dana White with us. I'm very familiar with you, of course. The MMA that they had on CBS, that was not you guys, right?
Right.
And did that... Is that considered not to have been a success?
No. Here's the thing. There's been tons of competition. Tons of people trying to come out and compete with us. And we started this industry. We bought this company when I say this thing was dead, the old owner had gone bankrupt. Arenas didn't even want this sport at that time. You know, then once we turned around and made it successful, you have all these copycats that have come out and tried to compete with us. And every one of them have gone out of business, including CBS.
And isn't that where... I learned about Kimbo Slice?
That's exactly. Well, you probably learned about him on YouTube first and then saw him on CBS.
Yeah, and that's what obviously makes you different than, say, Roger Goodell, because you are not afraid of a microphone. You are very accessible, it seems. Case in point, you're on our show right now. And you'll call out Kimbo or Tito Ortiz or whatever, and you'll be more than frank with anyone who has a microphone in your face about your feelings. That's not, I mean, it's wildly entertaining. It's certainly not customary for a man in your particular position, I suppose, but it makes, I don't know, does it make for extra odd, abrasive situations for you when you're conducting business? Because now I see Tito's back, Kimbo's in. And round and round we go. I guess we can make things better when there's business on the line.
Yeah, you know what the reality is, man? We're all grown men. And sometimes, listen, I call it like I see it. I don't pull punches. I don't lie. I'm not going to sit there and give you some structured, written, corporate response that 15 of our attorneys wrote up. That's not how I operate. I call it like it is. And we're all grown men, and we... you know, we have some kind of an argument or falling out. We can sit down like men face to face and work it out, or we can't.
Okay. And
so what's this whole Tito Ortiz feud?
If I were to summarize it, I would say Tito wanted more money and Dana wanted less money for Tito.
Nah, that really wasn't it.
I'm sorry.
It was so much more than money. You know, Tito and I had gotten this business together a long time ago. I used to manage him and Chuck Liddell before we even owned the UFC. Through the negotiations with Tito Ortiz's contract with the old UFC, I found out that they were in trouble and going out of business, and that's when I made the move to buy it. But Tito and I just had a lot of problems because of, you know, our once friendship, then business relationship. And, you know, it got so bad that we had separated a couple times. We parted ways. He went somewhere else. Then, you know, we're both getting older now, and we both knew we were acting like kids even when we were having the beef, and we squashed it. And I'll tell you what, dead honest, no kidding around, since Tito's been back, Tito and I have had a great relationship.
All right, Dana White with us, and I've always wanted to ask you this because I consider myself at least a acquaintance with Mark Cuban. How often are you told that your ways and his ways are somewhat reminiscent of each other?
I just thought
nobody's ever told me that before.
Shut up. Really?
Never, never, ever has anybody ever told me.
All right, well, being guys that follow sports for a living in Dallas, the guy you most resemble in the sports world to me is Mark Cuban, and that's why I find it interesting that even you guys have a little business thing going on time to time, right?
He and I have had a couple of beefs ourselves, yeah. And oddly enough, we've mended the fence, too. We're pretty cool right now.
Okay, really? All right.
Yeah.
Because I know at one point he was a competitor, and I don't know where he stands with MMA these days.
I think he's just, he likes the product. He knows that it brings big ratings. He knows that it's very successful, and it's getting bigger. It's not getting smaller. So I think he wants to be involved one way or another, and we're in his arena on Saturday night, so...
Yeah, absolutely. Dana White with us on the ticket. Of course, UFC 103 tomorrow night at the AAC. I'll be there. I know many people are very eager that you guys are finally coming to Dallas, and very very excited about what could go down in a big sports weekend with the Cowboys Stadium
exactly.
the next night.
Exactly. Let me tell you what, and we were talking about that this morning, me and my partners. You know, this weekend, could there be a more perfect guys' weekend in Dallas? Baseball game on Friday night, the UFC on Saturday, and the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Couldn't be a better weekend, you know. And ever since we put tickets on sale here, Dallas has shown us the love, man. We're really excited about it. We're excited to you know, put on these fights to a sold-out arena here in Dallas. And like I said, a lot of you guys have watched the UFC on television, and you think you like it, wait till you see it live. If you're here in town, you have the opportunity to go. Seriously, don't miss this opportunity. It'll blow you away, the live event.
What's the next step in your... I mean, because you... I saw the E60 piece. I thought it was awesome.
Did you really?
I
hated it.
You hated it. Tell me why.
I hated it. You know what? People who know me, people who really know me, when they see the way that the media portrays me, it's just, you know... I guess that's what people see on the outside, but, you know... And to me, listen, let me tell you the first thing that I hated about it. Did you see the piece that went on before it?
Remind me, what was it about?
It was about some college basketball player that beat the crap out of some 135-pound finance student, okay? This kid was from Bosnia or somewhere. He was like 6'7", 260 pounds, beat the crap out of some 135-pound finance student and basically gave him brain damage. The kid had to learn how to walk and talk and everything again. The kid's laying in bed in diapers. And his parents are talking about this horrible story. Then they lead into my segment, and they put up one of those, parental warning. There's going to be, you know, people, there might be bad language and all this stuff. Are you kidding me? Are you serious right now?
You're the bad guy.
Yeah,
you know, but I'll tell you, on some level, I think fans, and I can only speak for myself, but I am wearing a UFC shirt right now, so I guess that qualifies me as crossing the line over to the fans. But I don't know. I kind of like it. I kind of like the fact that you enjoy putting your competitors out of business. I kind of like the fact that you want to take on the NFL. That's certainly a bold claim, but I do think that you believe it.
But here's the
I don't believe it. I know it. It's a fact.
What I feel, what made me think of Mark Cuban also, before Bob even said it, was... Mark Cuban is who he is in this world of owners, who we know as stuffy guys with monocles in their on their eye and a top hat and a cane and you know, they're not used to a guy wearing a T-shirt and just saying what he wants to say and just doing all the crazy. We call it crazy, but it's just who he is and how he chooses to operate, and it's worked very well. You are in a world of commissioners. And where can you find a stuffier guy than the guy who leads all the other stuffy guys, you know?
Right.
And
no,
you are you certainly do not fit the mold of a sports commissioner.
I agree with you 100%. Listen, we're in a different time and age right now. And, you know, we all grew up. Me, you, everybody else grew up where you'd see these suits go up and talk and give you some BS that, like I said, 15 attorneys wrote up, and it's not the truth, and they dance around the truth, and, you know, and let me tell you this, wearing a suit doesn't make you any smarter, okay? I'd rather just be exactly who I am and tell the truth. Sometimes, you know, people don't want to hear the truth, or the truth seems a little shocking. I'd rather tell the truth and get up there and have some canned statement to read.
Well, listen, Dana, we appreciate your time. We look forward to tomorrow night. Should be a fun weekend, and we'll talk to you down the road, man.
Guys, I can't thank you enough for the support and the city of Dallas. We're really excited to be here, and I'm pumped for Saturday. Thank you very much.
See you, Dana.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Dana White. He's got a little energy, doesn't he?
Why do I love Curves' goodbye the most about all these interviews? Did I mention Big Nog will be at Silver City Cabaret, Stemmons and Mocking?